Hello, you're listening to YouthCast, and I'm your host, Molly Adams. This week, we're airing something we haven't done in a while, poetry. The Louder Than a Bomb Poetry Slam in Chicago just wrapped up a few weeks ago. This gathering of literary young people is ostensibly a competition, but when you look it up online and in the news, it's always hard to find out who the winners were. Why? Well, because Louder Than a Bomb is about anything but winning. Like most poetry slams, it's an event for storytellers, people who have intensely funny, intensely scary, intensely romantic, and of course, intensely personal stories to tell. How are you supposed to really judge something like that? From a series of recordings from last year's slam, made by WBEZ, I wanted to share a poem by Keith Blue Warfield. It's about the moment he and his girlfriend first looked at each other and were like, "Oh yeah, it's on." This is "I'll Be Sittin'" by Keith Blue Warfield from the Louder Than a Bomb 2010 competition recorded by WBEZ, Chicago.
Before we leave, everyone needs to have a partner when they board the bus so we can count you off in groups of twos. Our eyes lock, and I know this may sound selfish, but the first thing that came to my mind was, I got the window seat. But only because I knew that we were definitely going to be partners. Now, excusing the ladies first rule, I board the bus first and she follows behind. So my eyes aim at the back of the bus and my body follows those orders because who sits in the front? We sit. Me next to the window, I look her in her eyes thinking to myself, Watch this. The bus pulls off as we deal words to each other and before we know it, we arrive at our destination. The Chicago History Museum. Clock hands rotate like fans in the summertime as we got to know each other while at the same time observing this stuff that wasn't so interesting at the moment because she was digging me and I was digging her and we were digging each other like wedgies. Chemistry was in the air but time was running out and our bus pulled up. I knew I had to pop the question before we got back on the bus. Do you want the window seat? No, I can't ask her that. I just met her. Plus, it would be a while before I overcame my fear of the aisle seat. Back on the bus, we sit, me next to the window. I look her in her eyes, thinking to myself, tonight's the night. Tonight's the night. The homecoming dance. I gotta pop the other question, so I said to her, you know, homecoming is tonight, and since you don't have a date and I don't have a date, maybe we can be each other's. She agreed. I was happy. That was 17 months ago. We walked in there just digging each other like wedgies and left out official. Referees with whistles, real laughs from tickles, and pickles labeled kosher. Closer to my dreams, more like realities with no fatalities. I'm glad to be here. Announcing my love for my girl with no shame. For your ears to be filled with. Free refills if you want me to repeat it. No deleting, cause this love is everlasting. I'ma make it 2020 clear. You can remove your glasses. We've been together since then. It was October 3rd, 2008, around 9:20 p.m., and yes, I remember. So what do I do for my girl that's been nothing but the best to me? What do I do for my girl that don't get tired of texting me or being next to me? For my girl that's feeling the same, whose love I get so high off, I can look down and go fishing for airplanes. It's like she's standing on the Xbox the way she's on top of her game. And they say, love will make you do some strange things. Well, I'm in love, but not insane. So I smile, see. Because when we take the train home from here, I'll be sitting in the aisle seat.
That was "I'll Be Sittin'" by Keith Blue Warfield, a poem he recited at the Louder Than a Bomb Poetry Slam last year. Listen to some of this year's contestants over at the WBEZ Chicago website. WBEZ was a media sponsor for Louder Than a Bomb, and full disclosure, I also am recording this at their studios right now. I work here at Vocalo.org, and plug for me. Yay. Happy spring, everybody. Celebrate it in a couple arbitrary ways. Go online to youthcast.org. Listen to the other poems in this series. And go to facebook.com/youthcast while you're there and become a fan of ours. We deliver timely news on competitions you can enter, grants you could possibly receive, And we always post a fun audio, video things online that have to do with radio and sound. So it's a good diversion if you are on Facebook already. And YouthCast is a project of Generation PRX. Generation PRX is a website devoted to supporting, connecting, and distributing youth-produced audio. Check it out at generationprx.org. Thank you so much for downloading. Please share any which way you can. Email, Facebook, phone calls. Make a phone call to a friend. Tell them to check out YouthCast, where radio makes you wish you were young again.